Hey y'all, just wanted to say I really enjoyed the last episode and other episodes as well. To answer basically one of the questions that you asked during the last episode, this year to me, for many of us, it's been up and down. And what's gotten me through this year was just my focus on my dreams. So writing and my own podcast as well. These are the things that have really helped me out. My spirituality as well. I've gotten real in tune with spirituality this year. And just focusing on what I can control. And that's really helped keep me sane and help me feel good during these crazy times. So once again, I appreciate what you all are doing. Keep up the good work.
Hey, family, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Check In, Check Out the podcast. I am Christina, and this is Doris Steen, your host for this Talk That Talk Tuesday session.
Hello, hello.
So, today I think this should be an accountability session. We had a discussion the other day about politics. Now, if you've been here before, you know I stated that I'm not into, you know, the politics of, you know, the red side, the blue side, the Democrats versus the Republicans. I'm not into any of that, but I am into people trying to make change for the better. So this is an accountability check-in, check-out moment for our president and vice president, for the local officials who have run in November and the runoffs in June. We just wanted to make it a point to say, I would hope that you stick to your views that you were pushing when you were running for the election. Are you sticking to your point of views that you were pushing during the election?
That is the question. We were having a discussion the other day. We won't really get into all the details about the situation, but we did end up talking about when you running for position and power, you know, of your state or the country, whatever it may be, that first of all, you will hope that you have the discussions where if something is really going to benefit everyone around you, if that's in your town, your city, for your state and for the country as well, you know, like president and vice presidents, senators or whatever it may be, the government. You want to be able to have the discussions about doing the things that will matter and that would make a difference to help one another, to help all of us. So when it come down to when you do have those discussions, when you hear about what they're going to do, or you hear the people saying that this is what we think should happen here. And if you agree with that, especially when it's something that is going to help one another, like I said before, so you want to be able to know once that they run and win, that are they going to be held accountable for what they were standing for before they took over these positions. So if you're doing what you're doing mm-hmm. and don't have to have the accountability for someone to make sure, then that's good. That's always good because you're doing what you say you're going to do.
Right.
But if not, that's where the people come in at, to make sure that you're held accountable for the things that you was pushing for when you was out here
campaigning
for, you know, or fake campaigning, put it like that, whatever. So that's when the people should be able to say something. We have that right to say something.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. November was just, it feels like it was just last week, the way the time period has been moving. But that was 7 months ago, you know. And looking at the president and the vice president, they were sworn in January. So that's 5 months. We're 5 months later. That brings me to another question, because people will argue that there's no change right now. Some people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, but it's 5 months from the time that they got into office. Is this a good time frame for something to have been accomplished, or do we have to factor in, you know, the processes that they have to go through to get certain things taken care of? Like, is this a short period of time, or is this just enough time, or should something have been done by now?
Well, since we're talking about the pandemic time, I will put it like that, because the pandemic was here before they ran, for instance, like the presidency and the vice presidency seat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at that. You have to look at that, because that the pandemic affected everything and everyone.
Right.
So, you know, maybe like in certain situations, but we still were under this one thing, the pandemic. We all were. So, just like in anything that's worth doing or that need to be done, sometimes it will take time. Sometimes it will take time. It's not like they've been in there for a first year yet. They haven't. It's, you know, if we're talking about the president and the vice president. But if you look at something, like I say, it's not going to be probably a lot, just like in anything that you start, there's something that's going to be different. But if you're talking about taking on something that's very important, and you've gotten to some sort of satisfying measure, then you can look at it this way about the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
About the vaccine. That, you know, that has, I guess, has helped a lot. So that is something to look at. But it's so much other things that need to be talked about. And like I said, it's going to take some time on some certain things. And like I said, they have a few more years left in. So you're just going to have to see where all this is going to go. But mm-hmm. we all do have a right. If you think that something that's look like it's taking a prolonging a long time or whatever, we all have a right to say something about it, or to ask questions,
right,
to see what, you know, why it's taking so long, or and hopefully that they will have an answer, and it will be something that, you know, you would say, okay, well, we understand it, and we will give a little bit more time. But that's the whole point about running for anything. You want it. Well, I'm going to say some people. I'm not going to say all, because we all know that we have people that ran for certain offices, and some of them probably don't even mean any good about getting some things done right behind it. We know that.
And that's what I was going to say. The history that we have had with some of the presidents, it's kind of hard to expect at least 75% of the things to be taken care of
at the beginning.
So I always, like, I think I said this in another podcast, I don't put all of my faith in, you know, just one person in a 4-year period is going to take care of everything. We are a family, the United States. We are all a family. We are all a piece of a bigger puzzle. So it's going to take us to do some legwork also.
Right.
But I do, you brought up a good point about the pandemic. This is something that we've never experienced before.
Yeah.
So, of course, priority becomes a thing. The pandemic became a priority because lives are in danger. So that is two things that I would like anybody who is holding a office for, including our president and vice president, our senators, mm-hmm. our judges, our mayors, aldermen, all of those. It's two things that I would like them to take into consideration. And that's take your time and balance out priorities, those issues that could be prioritized by something that needs to be taken care of immediately, and the ease of being taken care of quickly.
Right.
You know, so it would be wise to take care of those first to at least let the people know, hey, we're on it.
Right. And that's why that I always use it in other examples when I'm talking to other people just in general. Just because something comes after something else, that doesn't mean that it's less important.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that you may can't get to both or all at the same time.
Right.
But let the people know. Let the people know that it's on the list. And if
that was going to be my second one. That was going to be my second one. Because certain things require research, time, money has to be acquired. We get that. But the second thing that that she just said was, keep people informed. Let us know that you haven't forgotten about it.
Right.
So don't neglect it. Keep talking about it just as much as you were talking about it
before,
when you were campaigning.
Right. So that's where the people come in at. If you think that they might have forgotten about it, or they just throwing it off the table, that's where you come in and say, well, what happened to this? So we're here to make sure.
Keep you accountable.
Right. Just this is what the show is about. So you do have that right to keep anyone accountable for this country or whatever, wherever you live, and this is going on in your town or your city or whatever. You do have a right to hold those people in office accountable for something that was said or something that need to be said or done. So, this is what we're talking about. And then also about the timing, like I said, just because it haven't happened, that doesn't mean that it can't be addressed again. So they can see that you are paying attention, so they can do their job.
Right.
You know, what they're in this position for.
Okay. Sidebar, just going back to us citizens, it is our duty to keep talking about it just as much as we are requiring them to talk about it.
Exactly.
So for those people who were very big on the idea that my vote does not count, this is what we mean. It does show a disservice when you vote and then you say nothing else for another 2 or 4 years, or if you skip a vote. Like, you have to be consistent, just as consistent as you hope that you're officials are. So voice your opinions often. You know, if you're living in a space where you're able to reach out to the people, like smaller towns, reach out to your city officials and see if they will respond to you.
Right.
If they don't, then you know where they stand for the next election.
Right. Right, because if they don't have time for you, then you don't have time for them when it's time for
that.
Voting again. And that's just how it is, because this is their time to show the people that they care about the next human being or their town or their city or whatever, or their country. This is what you wanted to get into politics for.
For the people, right?
Right, you know, to make things happen for the better good.
Yeah. So that's the main thing that we wanted to touch on today, especially to our officials and our president and vice president. We would like to say, just don't campaign one way just to get the votes and then switch up, you know, after you get the votes, because that's phony and it does not help any circumstance get better.
Right. It doesn't help any of us, even you, when you're running and you win these positions. It doesn't help you either. Mm-hmm. So
just be better by doing better, you know, break some of these curses and assumptions that people have of politicians by just being a better person, be a better politician, other than how the usual ones move. They, you know, act one way and then have an ulterior motive.
Right. And I just say again that there's nothing wrong about holding someone accountable for something that if you want to know about what's going on, whatever the issues are. So, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. Hold them accountable for it.
Right. So to our listeners, like, a question for you guys, do you think that our government officials are handling things appropriately within this last 5 months? Do you think that they are making the right amount of headway in this time period? If not, what can they do better? What would you like to see? Also, are you reaching out to your city officials, your local officials? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? How can we as a people help them do better? How can we keep them accountable? It is our job to keep them accountable. We can't expect them to know exactly what we want if we don't speak. So use your words. Don't hold your tongue.
Or use your platform. Because a lot of times some people don't like to go and have these meetings. Mm-hmm. But that's why a lot of people use their
innovate.
Right. Use their platform. Say something on something. That's why I always like to say, you know, go to social media. If you on social media or whatever, put it out there. I'm sure that somebody's
going to see.
Right. Somebody will.
But yeah, that's all we had for today. Just to keep our city officials and our state officials, our whole U.S. government, our country, keep everybody accountable. Thank you for tuning in to Check In, Check Out the podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, you want to chime in into this conversation, email us at checkincheckoutcampaign@gmail.com or tweet with us at CICO Awareness. And everybody, just be safe out there. Be mindful and always remember to check in, check out.